Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London. To attend one of our live shows, head to sparklondon.com.
I am ridiculous. I'm sitting on a bench outside the Rathaus Neukölln tube station in Berlin, sniffling and trying to hide my tears from two Turkish men who've sat down on the bench next to me. My feet don't touch the ground, like some six-year-old who's been invited to sit at the big girls' table. I sort of swing them and laugh to myself and cry, and the two men get up and leave. I'm here because, and this is really ridiculous, I am overwhelmed by the emotion of having done something kind. Or having tried to. Rewind 40 minutes and I'm on my way home from my language class. I'm a bit tired because I was out late the night before, and I'm hungry because my lunch 5 hours ago consisted of a gherkin hastily shoveled down as I ran out the door. I'm fantasizing about getting a soft pretzel from Bully's Bakery on Weserstrasse. I'm having to weigh up that I've only got 10 euro left in my weekly budget, but I really want to go and see the unnaturally cute bulldog that the bakery is named after. As usual, I change trains at Hermannplatz. I go down from one platform to the next, and as I do, I look at the departures board, 3 minutes until my train. No need to rush. At the bottom of the stairs, I see a man. He's dressed in bright blue trousers, a brown shirt, and he has this mass of uncombed white hair and a really bushy beard, as well as this bulbous nose that makes him look like a cartoon character. And he's rooting in the bin. Now, in Berlin, it's not that uncommon to see people looking in bins. It's because you get paid to recycle, so often people will pull out the odd plastic bottle or glass bottle. But there's something about this man, the way that he assesses the rubbish, that makes me realise that he's looking for food. He pulls out a plastic see-through tumbler with the dregs of iced coffee in it and pockets it, then shuffles along the platform. And I follow him, and I watch him go methodically from bin to bin in the station. And he looks confused, like he's on medication or maybe he's a bit drunk. And there's this glazed expression which makes him look somehow unworldly to me. And that, coupled with his small, squat appearance and his really bright clothes, makes me think he looks like a gnome from a fairy tale. 2 minutes to my train. I decide I want to do something to help him. There's a sandwich stall on the platform. I could buy him something. As I think it, he turns and walks towards me. And I'm struck with doubt, like, is it really my problem? And I look around to see what everyone else thinks, and he's invisible to them. I go to the sandwich stall, 1 minute to my train. The woman behind the counter asks me, cheese or salami? I don't know if he's vegetarian or lactose intolerant. Cheese. As she wraps it up and gives me my change, the train arrives. All I have to do now is give my sandwich to the fairy tale man, jump on the train, good deed done. But I can't see him. My train's about to depart. But it's only 4 minutes to the next one, so I think I'll wait. I have this sandwich now. And it smells warm and delicious. But he's gone. I only had my back turned for a second. He couldn't have shuffled up the stairs towards the exit. It's like he's actually become invisible. What am I going to do with this sandwich? I look around for people to give it to. There's a woman with a black eye who looks pretty miserable, but not homeless. And really, you can't just go around thrusting sandwiches on people. It's really patronizing. I'm racked with middle class guilt. I decide, as my train pulls up, I'll jump on the train and give it to someone near where I live. There are homeless people there too. The train's really full, and I'm standing, and I can feel that the bread in the sandwich is just freshly baked, it's warm, it smells delicious, and I wonder whether I should eat it. But for some reason, I'm not hungry anymore. I get to my train station, get off the train, and think, how am I going to give this to someone? And really, is it morally right? I think I'm pretty much doing it for me now. And then I think back to the Hermann Platz platform and that moment of hesitation. If I'd just acted, this man would have a sandwich now instead of probably roaming the streets, still looking for food, still hungry. And then I see him. Here. At Rathaus Neukölln, leaving the bin on the platform and moving back towards the train I've just come on. He must travel the tube network looking for food. And that realization strikes me still. But I recover because I'm not going to lose him again. And I power through the crowd and I get up to where he's standing as the doors are about to close. And I thrust the sandwich at him and I say, "Das ist für Ihnen," using the polite form of you, which you might use for... which you might use for to show respect or for your elders. I deploy it grammatically incorrectly, but with good intentions. And he looks at me with these glazed eyes. It's like looking at someone through a waterfall. And he glances down at the package, back up at me. And I recognize a look of gratitude as the doors close and the train goes. And I walk up the stairs towards the exit and I start to cry and I have to sit down for 40 minutes on the bench. I am so overwhelmed by the experience, by the power of the connection with this man, the chance of finding him again when I thought I'd lost him, the joy of having done something right. Makes me weep and laugh and wonder if I might have had a small stroke. But all I have done is be kind, and it feels wonderful. I am ridiculous. Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.